We will rock you. We will rock you. Some may ask, why rock out now? The answer is clear. These are the times that rock men's souls. I instructed our military commanders to totally rock Baghdad. And I repeat this here tonight. We will rock you. We will rock you.
I think that we just had another satellite cross paths.
Gotta turn everything on here.
That's the sound of videotape being rewound.
Ready for another 40 acres and a clone mule. Friday afternoon, circumstantial happenstances.
Our nation, the United States of America.
That is GWB. Okay, what this show is all about. The show is about transitioning. It's about the transition between weekday and weekend. Happens around Friday afternoons. It's a way of getting yourself in the proper state of mind for the weekend. And, of course, it involves a little bit of noise washing. Because it helps you get in the proper state of mind for the weekend. Altered state, if you will. It's done live on the mixing board here at Student Union Building. And it's about to get underway in just a moment.
Network. I'm going straight. Bought myself a flat top haircut so stiff I can carry a tray of martinis. Waiting on people, someone to open up her purse and give me a tip, cause I don't have a clue anymore as to what's going on. But I do know that I'm one step ahead, tapping my own phone to hear myself talking with people who used to be my friends. Listening so I can correct myself before they do. And I've got a surveillance camera in my abandoned car across the street, watching myself replaying the tape so I can see if I'm acting funny before they catch me doing something I shouldn't. Like yesterday, I spotted myself walking too fast and I heard myself talking too loud. Yes, I've got the deep fear, paranoia, anxiety, despair, and suicide blues. But I'm making sure I don't do nothing else wrong, cause I done screwed up so many times. I cornered myself into a backstreet dead-end alley of paranoia, and every time I hear an airplane or helicopter or car door slam, I know the Secret Service, the FBI, and the IRS SWAT teams have finally arrived, cause I published a poem by the President of the United States of America without his fully conscious permission. And I'm sure I haven't paid enough taxes, cause I've got no income yet. Somehow I keep on doing things like eating every once in a while and paying a light bill or two, but how do I do it? They're gonna ask, what's the source of your income, and how come you don't come to see us anymore? So yes, I've become a little jumpy, but I'm staying one step ahead, tapping my own phone, videotaping my every move, watching myself day and night, replaying the tapes, cause I got a bad, bad, bad case of the deep fear, paranoia, anxiety, despair, and suicide blues.
'79, it says. And they have a new album.
Wham!
Bunch of new stuff.
The horrible noise comes in and completely destroys your orgasm on the Playboy channel.
CDs.
There it goes again. That awful interference wrecking your orgasm on the Playboy channel. The technician comes out, he can't fix the problem. He is fired.
You're all right. Everybody's good. Shift empty lead, find us a way home. Shift empty lead, find us a way home.
Broke, fat broke, we ain't got it. Don't spend no money, ain't got no clothes, ain't got no cars, ain't got no hoes. We broke, fat broke, we ain't got it. Broke, fat broke, we ain't got it.
Got no money,
we got no clothes, ain't got no car, can't get no. We broke.
Yesterday, a lady on Liberty Forum posted an account of her trying to get her Bush-supporting mother to understand what was really going on in this country. The thing that stuck out at me most was when she alerted her mother that we are close to war with Iran, to which her mother replies, "Good, we should bomb them." I don't know how prevalent this point of view is with people, but one thing's for sure, it's too prevalent. In less enlightened moments, I wish these people, and only them, would reap the consequences of their sentiments. They're the kind of folks who go into conniptions if you mess up their flower beds, let alone bomb their house into rubble. Unfortunately, on this plane of existence, the innocent suffer right along with the ignorant. And I'm afraid that in this country, scores of millions of caring Americans are going to face the consequences of a stab at world empire gone horribly wrong. Are you one of those who thinks we'll get away with our unilateral folly with impunity? You know, in the late 30s, Hitler had the world's mightiest army, too. In a scenario of us against the world certainly has recourse, especially when you consider the fact that we import 54% more than we send overseas. Much of what we import, of course, comes from China. Well, Russia and China announced a strategic partnership in a bid to counter expanding Western military and fiscal influences. It makes sense. Russia has the resources to provide a significant amount of China's energy needs, and China has the financial muscle to guarantee Russian loans. Perhaps more worrisome is the fact that the Russian and Chinese military are having secret joint sessions and will conduct a massive joint military exercise on Chinese territory this year, involving submarines and possibly strategic bombers. Russia said it had abandoned efforts to tie the ruble's movement closely to the dollar and switched to shadowing both the euro and U.S. currency. Many expect China to follow suit. Please note that the value of the dollar is held up by how many important countries actually use it to buy things. Iran is making noises about pricing its oil in euros rather than dollars. Thus all the talk about Iranian weapons of mass destruction, etc. We're also closely tied with Russia. If we mess with Iran, we're edging closer to World War III. Then all the people who say we should bomb Iran, for no other reason than Fox News told them so, may have a taste of what it's like to get a bomb dropped on them. There is a way out. In my opinion, it has nothing to do with oil, aggression, and centuries-old empire-building insanity. It has to do with innovation, the thing that made this country great. We live in an abundant universe. The time has come to stop waging war over scarce resources and create some new ones. Some might think I'm talking crazy right now, but how is this any more crazy than bombing a country nearly three times the population of Iraq that hasn't been weakened by a decade of sanctions? And risking inevitable confrontation with Russia and China, both with nuclear warheads and a combined population of 1.5 billion people.
We ain't got it, bro, bro, bro.
Your tunes to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. Please stay tuned to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. Please stay tuned.
Thank you. broadcasting in stereo.
Stereo.
Yeah.
CJ, Cliffhanger, Columbo, Cosmos, Crazy Coke, Crystal, Crystal T, Cyclane, Cyclones, Detroit Pink, Devil Dust, Dipper, Donk, Drink, Dummy Dust, Elephant, Elephant, Tranquilizer, Embalming Fluid, Energizer,
going there to give him cash, hear him laugh, bring him back. If I can't tear down these walls, I'll slip him through the crack. If that crack ain't big enough, I'm sick enough to get committed. Where he's been, I ain't been allowed to visit, and I miss him. They put me in a submission hold, got him living in a hole. Give me the rope, pull it back, cut him slack, he's getting old. This cold does nothing for his bones, he's shaking. Always put on hold, that prison phone's always taken. They put me on a speaker, but my voice is breaking up. I'd like to think he caught bits and pieces before the gates could shut. Raise it up, somebody cover me, I'm going in with razor cuts. It's something ugly that I know within. Can't afford the luxury of exposing everything, but I've been doing the best that I can. I take it day by day, just one step at a time. And I don't need a sobriety test to walk the line. Walking on this tightrope with arms open wide, hoping to find you live and well on the other side. So I could give you this gift as a symbol. When I felt the rope loosen, I knew I missed my window. He really did love you, you know, Pat, Pat. I said, get your fucking hand off my back. This is my passage into adulthood, and I need not small talk, fingers, vision from a weak spot. I used to dream a lot and search for meaning in a sleepwalk. The only time I find myself having a deep talk, and now I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. One can never rest depending on how up the drugs get. Upset, submit me to a blood test. Find no trace of my words reverting back to wait. That wasn't what I meant. My right eye is sunrise, the left is sunset. The moonshine ain't got me drunk yet. My tongue's wet for the lunar eclipse. And when your flat broke, ain't nothing you won't do for a fix. It's a beautiful mix of Jesus juice on my lips and words that I stuck, so I stirred them up with a crucifix. And this is where I found a friend in Christ. But I also found a few spikes, and I decided to use them as pegs on my bike, so you'd have a place to stand when I broke you out of that vice. And now I'm going back to rehab. 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 I don't drink, don't. As a dead again Christian with a medicine prescription. Yeah, I'm a friend of Bill. Let me in and get me out of this. Hooked up the plugs and wires while the dogs sniff for a powdered substance. In a town of judgments with glass house developments, cookie cutter Republican school book intelligence. They never considered how just one rock could crack the whole facade. Now they call the seed slingshot. I will not meditate on the sermon. Heaven's gate is burning, so we self-medicate with bourbon. While their collection plate is turned into a purse, I've turned into a second-rate person, but I'm not the first. This isn't your typical cry for help. I tried to melt. Someone stopped the trickling with a Bible belt. Reminded me of tourniquets and heroin nods. Now that right there, that's one hell of a god. You can't match magic with an addict that's got a map and compass. In order to find a substance and match stick that functions, a searching and fearless immoral inventory. Till every person with a story begins to bore me. I did what I had to do to get to the place where your face wasn't such a blurry mess. I packed all your favorite promises and words that we kept. You weren't hard to find, all it took was 13 steps.
Beautiful people, and now at last the wealthy, all the rest of people. Largus Prolongus.
And I, Macho Bruto.
A Congress of Senators.
A couple of eggheads. Got to scramble my vision.
Exactly. You poach the people's power.
And there's no gold left to lay another egg.
I'll lay anything I want. All hail Kalyuga. I shall reign forever.
Hail and rain. The sky is falling, little chicken.
Bark, bark. Come on, team. Play ball with me.
We're calling your reign on account of your game. Take this. Dinner's on the Emperor! Pass the ketchup pint!
I plead me, me, say wounds! Pluto, you lift your leg against me! I might as well be dead!
He's dead, the show's over! Long live the people! And now, at last, in the Wednesday of the powerful destiny for all!
Take it, friend, you're out, I got the fire stand in a sword.
Alright, now look here, I don't know what's going on out there, but if someone has something to say, this is your local station. You just come down here and show everybody what-
limits. There are be limits. There are be limits to freedom.
One, two, one, two, one, two, three.
Our connections, but we couldn't score. Somebody said, call Cocaine George.
Cocaine George?
Yeah, Cocaine George. He's the man to call when you want to score. Well, Cocaine George brought the stuff on down, and we sniffed it up, and we hit the town. We were at a bar feeling good as we were able, when George got naked and danced on a table. Yeah, Cocaine George. He got all naked and danced on a table. Well, the whole bar laughed and laughed at George and his funny looking fore and aft. And what do you think he started to do? Well, gotta give him credit, cause he laughed too.
Cocaine George!
Yeah, Cocaine George. When people laughed at him, then he laughed too. Well, George got down and he put on his clothes, and before too long, we were ready to go. When you're high and drunk, the thing to do next is find somebody for casual sex.
Even Cocaine George?
Yeah, Cocaine George. He found somebody for casual sex. George got religion and he made a vow. He said drug users shouldn't get a break. And as for his past, well, he made a mistake. Yeah, Cocaine George. He said drug users shouldn't get a break. Well, if people should be punished for their sin, Cocaine George better turn himself in.
How many notes can I
us to have this opportunity to hear from a great leader who cares so deeply about America, Mr. President. We all are grateful to you. We pray God's blessing upon you, and we pledge to you our complete, thorough dedication in achieving the largest crime scene ever to be visited upon Washington, D.C. Thank you very much, Mr. President. God bless you.
John, thank you very much for those kind words, and I appreciate your strong leadership. It's
pray God's blessing upon you.
It's a steady leadership, and it's a leadership that's good for me. I guess we call you General. And for that, I hope you're proud. And I'm grateful. To bring people to justice, you can never find another
guy. We're still listening.
Lacerate, eviscerate, and perforate, and mutilate. We all fall down, deprecate, repudiate, ameliorate, adjudicate the wisdom found, wisdom found. Upgrades of progress, turn the direction, enrich the fallow soil with germs of perfection. Delegate, facilitate, investigate, and obviate the black turns green, black turns green. Separate, evaluate, and cultivate, and propagate the master's dream, master's dream. Sing the fears of history with renewed inflection, fuse the lost agenda with a skeptic's intention. Machine of life, oh can we make it run? We have the tools but only just begun. Machine of life, oh can we make it run? The calculations of a greater sum. Upgrades of progress, turn the direction, enrich fallow soil with germs of perfection.
Hello there, 40 Acres and Clone Mule fans. This is your Clone Mule. And that was music from Bad Religion from their new album, New Maps of Hell. We heard Germs of Perfection. And working our way back, No Means No from something that came out this last fall, last winter. I See a Mansion in the Sky from the All Roads Lead to Ausfahrt album. Before that, we heard Cocaine George. Sonic Youth before that with Stalker, which is a bonus track from Dirty, not on the original CD anyway. Ween did Big Jilm from their God Ween Satan album. The Butthole Surfers did Woolly Bully from the Psychic Powerless Another Man's Sack album, which was their first album. Dead Kennedys' Cesspools in Eden from Bedtime for Democracy, which was their last album. We heard a Proctor and Bergman mix before that. Ad Nostum from the new album called Level Live Wires. In there, a tune called Killtone. Before that, Sage Francis with Going Back to Rehab from the new album Human, the Death Dance. Before that, Rock Music is Killing America. Or is it rap music? I can't tell what they're saying, and I don't know who the artist is. Cop Shoot Cop, before that was Surprise, 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 Surprise. From the Ask Questions Later album. Steel Pole Bathtub did Paranoid, cover of the Black Sabbath tune. Before that, I'm not sure who it was. It might have been that local band with Garrick, Mod something. I don't know. We had a Pop Defect Radio Cup before that. A Thousand Homo DJs was the first full-on song in the set. A tune called Apathy from a 12-inch of theirs. And we also heard the Tapping My Own Phone mix with Negative Land and stuff. Thanks for tuning into 40 Acres and Clone Mule. I'm going to continue along here.